With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. When it comes to the government shutdown, Senate Majority Leader John Thune says time may be running out for the Democrats.
I think the majority of the country is starting to see through this and is going to continue to move against them.
And Thune says it's very clear the shutdown results from the Senate Democrats allowing left-wing politicians like AOC to set the rules.
They want the Democrats, that is, far-left progressive activists, be not less mad at them. I mean, that's really what we're talking about here. So I just think in the end, it's a simple choice for them, and they can get the government back open, or they can choose to keep letting the far left call the shots.
Senator Thune spoke today with the Salem Radio Network. Today in Concord, New Hampshire Republican John E. Sununu announcing a campaign for the U.S. Senate.
Well, somebody has to step up and lower the temperature. Somebody has to get things done.
The 61-year-old Sununu seeking the Republican nomination for the very seat being vacated by U.S. Senator Jeanne Shaheen, who ousted him in 2008. Fed regulators will be missing a key piece of data next week when they meet to discuss interest rates. Official employment data has not been available because of the government shutdown, and that means they'll be operating with a blind spot. U.S. officials say oil prices are low for now, and that makes it a good time to take advantage of those low prices.
The U.S. Department of Energy wants to buy 1 million barrels of crude oil for delivery to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, taking advantage of relatively low oil prices to help replenish the stockpile. The reserve, which has about a 700 million barrel capacity, is now holding nearly 409 million barrels. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Some profit-taking across the board as the major indexes on Wall Street are all in negative territory. The Dow is off 138 points, the NASDAQ down 210. This is SRN News. The president of a Catholic school is rejecting the Catholic Church.
Georgetown University was founded in 1789, 6 years after the end of the Revolutionary War, and is the oldest Catholic school in America. But the institution will next be led by a man who says, quote, "I reject the church's teachings on homosexuality." One might think this would disqualify Eduardo Peñalver for the job, but he's been hired as Georgetown's new president beginning in 2026. He is currently president of Seattle University. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jews in Israel are arguing over the potential end of an exemption for religious students from compulsory service in the military. The growing dispute follows a ruling last year by the Israeli Supreme Court that ordered the government to begin drafting ultra-Orthodox Jewish men into the military. There had been a long-standing enlistment exemption, and the debate is not limited just to Israel. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with Wall Street Business Report.
What's up with gold? The precious metal continues to decline following its worst day in more than 5 years. Gold futures fell 1.4% early today following yesterday's 5.3% slide. Gold still is up about 54% this year. Netflix tumbled 6.4% overnight after the video streamer missed Wall Street's profit target for the first time in 7 quarters. American ranchers have a beef with President Trump. It concerns the president's plan to cut record beef prices by importing more meat from Argentina. U.S. ranchers enjoying some rare profitable years fear Mr. Trump's plan will put an end to that while having little, if any, impact on the prices paid by American consumers. Electric automaker Tesla to report its latest results after today's closing bell. I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.